St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is pleased to bring you this gospel reflection from Bishop Earl K. Fernandez for the second Sunday of Easter, Divine Mercy Sunday, from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 19 to 31.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the Lord is risen. He is truly risen. Alleluia. Today we celebrate the second Sunday in Easter, which is the octave day of Easter. It is known traditionally as Dominica in Albis, the Sunday in white, because those who were baptized continued to wear their white robes even until this day. It is also known more recently as Divine Mercy Sunday, declared so by St. John Paul II. We celebrate the great mercy of God. Today we hear St. John's Gospel. On the evening of the resurrection, the disciples were trapped in fear, locked behind closed doors. They had abandoned Jesus. They were afraid of the Jews in this particular moment. But Jesus, the risen Lord, passes through the locked doors and appears to them. And the first words he says to them is not, "How could you? Where were you? Why did you abandon me?" Rather, the first words he says to them are, "Peace be with you." This is the Lord's gift at Easter time to the whole church, the gift of his peace, the gift of reconciliation. Jesus then shows them his hands and his side, and the disciples rejoiced to see the risen Lord. He who had suffered upon the cross in the flesh still bore the wounds of the nails and the lance, yet he was not dead, he was alive. It is as if Jesus, in showing them the wounds, is saying, "You have done this to me, but see, I am here, I forgive you, I love you, you are mine." How was Jesus sent? He was sent to bring glad tidings to the poor. How was Jesus sent, and to whom was he sent? Not just to the Jews and to the rich and powerful, but to the Gentiles as well, to those who were afflicted, to lepers, to sinners and tax collectors, and he made them whole through the power of his mercy. Jesus was sent in humility and in service, and he washed his own disciples' feet. As the Father has sent me, so I send you, and so the apostles are sent on mission, and the whole church is sent on mission. But Jesus gives his apostles also a power to bind and to loose sins, the power to forgive. We are not only a church of the reconciled, but we are a church that reconciles. This Sunday is Divine Mercy, a special Sunday to experience God's mercy, which flows from the pierced side of Christ, from his sacred heart. We are all in need of forgiveness. We are all in need of mercy. We are all in need of a Redeemer and of a Savior. And that Savior has a name. His name is Jesus. He has mercy in the flesh, and his mercy is for us. Thus we continue to rejoice and exult in his triumph over sin and death, and his offer of new life to his whole church. May we share abundantly in his life, for he is risen. He is truly risen. Alleluia.
Thanks for joining us for this gospel reflection from Bishop Earl K. Fernandez for the second Sunday of Easter. If you'd like to listen to it again or share it with a friend, please visit the Bishop's podcast page at stgabrielradio.com.